and she was like, she's actually a nice person. No, can't find a Rachel, don't want to be a Cambridge, and I'm going on the language. And when we went home, Irene said, don't go, stay in another cup of tea long.
I'm not playing it, stop that there. And then you've got to, yeah, but you've got to bring one up again. You've got to.
You just want to put on some of the good row with that.
That's
all
what I said.
Yeah. That's all right, you've got £25. Yeah, but they might put it on the telly or on the.
No names are mentioned. No. She takes all them tapes away and Bet's name's not put on there.
No one's names are put on there.
She's got to write down.
Well, you were doing my recording when I'm in your top.
Come on, have I got to fill all this out now?
Bet's got to write down who she's talking to and what they are to her.
But if you're a grandmother. You know, grandmother. You're over 65. Oh, Rose,
she was shocked. She went, she got to put down every day, look. Every day.
Oh, that's a sample.
For a week.
For a week.
Look, there's a sample, look. She's got to put the
person. We'll have to bring it over at coffee in the morning.
The person's age, male or female. And what else is it? Oh, what accent they are. And what, what's that?
Stranger or colleague. Have you been swearing, Rose?
No, I haven't said.
Oh, well, she's all right then.
No.
Colleague, as colleague, like we, friends.
Yeah. Friends and neighbours.
Yeah, friends and neighbours, yeah. I thought she'd be on that one 5 minutes. I've seen all
well, that's what it is. She's got to put on. She's got to put your
If I'd done that, old Joe would be worse. He wouldn't. He don't use foreign language like that. But he'd be.
He'd do it on the more, would he?
He's well. He ain't serious. He can't be serious.
No.
But I didn't let know if it was. Although there wouldn't be nothing on there, so I don't matter, do I?
No.
Because we're very quiet when we're on our own.
Oh, I bet they're not.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fun.
Wait till she starts in here with the language with the
clock. I should bloody go very careful when I go in. Good morning, Betty. Can you hear it before you give it to her? Can you roll it back?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have a big laugh at that. Don't say nothing if all Joe comes in. Don't say nothing. See that you're going on there now?
Yeah.
I said, well, we're very rarely at home. I said,
happen.
Oh. Yeah, they had them there, see? And they, after so long, they put them out and sell them.
Right.
But, I mean, they could have rung next day, couldn't they? Said, well, we've been bringing you. That's the trouble, you see. They get so many friends when we be up and about.
That's lovely,
though. No, you're really worth that bit of money.
Yeah.
What, 20 quid?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody thing. She might have another one. I don't know who's giving her own. No, no,
care. That
fringe
is a bit long,
isn't it?
Is it getting on your nerves? Is it
down to it
your
is
head?
A bit long, Betty.
Good
bloody cock,
are you? Does it look nice?
Yeah, but it's
not snipping
that little bit. It's not snipping. Don't get on my nerves. Don't stand there. Can't see the eyebrows.
That's so good.
Yeah, if you like. Not too sure.
Well, not too sure.
Put a towel around the short ones down on
your. It's only take a little bit off, and then that's one who knows.
That would might go on her boobs.
Mm, go on.
Shelly Gob.
Quite warm out this afternoon.
That's better.
That's better. Isn't it? Very nice.
That's better,
isn't it? Yeah, that's better. Not better. This one is here in the morning when you bloody get up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want another bloody air set?
It works on your body.
Is that nice?
Nice, yeah, beautiful.
Don't bloody keep on, I said it once.
Why?
Behave!
She ain't
behaving. She is Julie, is she?
No.
She
never
wanted
you
like that. I love
to be
mentor. You did? You've never seen Eamon Andrews, did you? Oh, not yet. Not Eamon Andrews. You must be bloody there, I know. Michael's bloody guy.
You got enough powder? cleaning
did powder. Did you want any washing powder? Do you know, I never thought of asking you one thing.
I just used the last.
Got loads, Jim.
No, I just used the last now. I'm all right for now, because you haven't got any more washing.
Oh, no, is that?
Next time.
Thank you.
I've just used the last now, which has been good.
You want to spread the news around there, and everybody say, oh, if somebody had a washing machine, they'd finish with it like a daddy. Anybody got a second-hand washing machine?
Yeah. Right, I'm going.
Okay, my
love. I'll see you sometime tomorrow. I might be back in time to see you before coffee, if not, I'll see you.
You won't be back by then.
Yeah. See you when you come back from Kingsville. Not good for drinkies tomorrow? Do you want to bring the bloody cameras? Well, Diane, do you stand in the video shop, film extra?
Yeah, they have the same number.
I mean, I've got a lot of points in. Yeah, you have got a lot of points.
Well, just go down there at the moment, I should
pay. They pay.
Do they pay for you to be a room extra?
Maggie.
Oh, no, hello, my love, we're talking about you. How's your mum?
Good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, she does look really good.
Everything's tomorrow. Oh, brilliant.
They think that she burst one of her
ulcers.
No, one of her tubes. Also, she's got a slight liver complaint as well. So we're having the two together. I wouldn't want to do a combination with
something. No.
But they're hoping she'll be home by Monday.
65. Yeah. Oh, when she told her age, she was gobsmacked.
Oh,
I said, that's a bloody compliment if ever there was one.
Do I'm going out tonight.
I said, in the morning when she gets up, have a look at her. When did you know?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have a turn today, yeah.
I'm having dinner.
I forgot all about it. I'm going out tonight.
But it's alright for going out. You might as well have a set.
It looks nice.
Well, if he was grey, it wouldn't have no different, would she? No, I can't understand that.
I'm gonna cut off one.
Well, you don't want it. It looks nice like that. Yeah, I don't know why you want it. That must be your natural colour, Beth.
It's me now.
Yeah, I write things down just to spoil it. And I do.
Before we go out for dinner, I've got to look anything like Veronica, at least be alright. Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any rare hair done?
I haven't seen her, have I, this week?
That's your rare
hair. Yeah, she might come in a minute.
Your brother kids, Some of the kids
were done today, weren't they?
No, not even.
Evening?
No, it was some like an horrid word, like. That's a bloody funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was there kids done today, the little ones? Because around Astor there was sport, but I never seen so many bloody kids.
Kids?
Did you see them this morning?
Yeah, they're running bleeding right up there. I
said to our camp, they brought their kids in, and I don't think they was because the school
body hot
baby
was
there. And I reckon they were so making teacher's day or something.
Well, that's getting on every bugger's nerves out there.
They was younger than your man, mm-hmm. Day. The,
yeah, they was little.
More like Kathy's little girl. She was over. I seen her.
Yeah, she was little. I wondered if they had a day off.
But they were bloody and assed up.
Yeah.
God, they run the bloody trolley over my foot. I thought, yes.
Fine.
And then gravel and
terrible
there. Right, there was one took a bloody thing of chocolate off the thing, he started eating and I don't want to send him down. I said to his mother, I said, you got our chocolate. She said, well, yeah, well, she said, I said, well, half of them, just might as well let me eat them now.
Yeah. That's what
they
have. Well, they just let them run, say that. They go off and do their shopping and
ignore
all
the time.
Where you are now?
It's alright.
Bit
lonely, isn't it? What's your name there? What's her name? Maria, no, it's Maria, I live there. She's over on the close, so it's a pleasant girl. Yeah, she's over there. Because she used to be on the...
Where's our kid going?
Up on the food, and there's a bit of a canvas a little bit back, and there's a row, she was suspended for a bit over this, to do with the manager or something. Anyway, she got her job back, it was the manager's fault. But she was over on the close. I spoke to her the other day. I said, any seconds?
Do you mind if I do my potatoes for you?
No, I'm going around now.
I'm going home now.
You haven't got umbrella.
4 o'clock. Yeah. Any seconds
there? Everything. Our Satan man.
Really?
He said, come here, where? You think? I've got a vice
to Michelle just here. Oh, right. Our man just here.
I've got a vice to thank you. What a thank you for doing it here.
You up.
Girl,
it's all
king again, isn't
it? Yep.
Yeah.
Got more now.
Split up there.
Okay. How's your mum?
That's a
lot more now.
Yeah. I didn't sound that chill. It's wet in that lady.
Oh, shut up.
Well, that's funny. Hey? Okay?
Tonight. I don't know. I want a Thursday.
Wow. nothing's stopping you, is there?
Well, no.
Hasn't got about the kids and public there.
I know, but it's the money, isn't it?
Anyway, they had them all in the office, and they said they had to do 7 days a week, but no extra pay.
Oh!
Yeah, and do you know what, on the Sunday, what they had to do? You know the where they make some bread?
Yeah.
Well, you know the big things, and this girl was just a Russian girl, wasn't she? Oh, she sounded like that.
Yeah.
She said, we got to get on the top of there and clean all the ovens. She said, they were both bloody 7 foot high, she said, didn't she, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Bloody
they get some money to do it at the
and
moment.
He said to her, didn't he? He said, take it to the
citizens' advice.
And she said, we haven't got a union, they don't belong. But I said, it might be contractors, mind Beth. If it is contractors, they'll not be doing anything.
No, they're asked the cleaners, they did. But the men.
Tesco.
Tesco, sorry. Yeah. But the men they get in to clean the tops of the ovens contractors, so they're going to do away with them. And expect the cleaners to do it.
Yeah,
no,
and the other girls go on top the bloody ovens. I go down too.
I haven't even got the ladders.
And no extra pay.
They're top shelf, up in that warehouse. Right, 10, 12 foot up. One of the girls come off the ladder.
You don't want to get up there either.
Comes straight down onto the concrete floor. I didn't see her at first. She was surrounded in bloody boxes. Just spotted her foot. She was like bloody cold when I got there. I had to get ambulance to her. I don't know what happened.
Are you going to get up on top of
things? I am.
They were breaking, didn't they, Asda?
That was Whitchurch, wasn't it?
Yeah, Whitchurch. £100,000 worth of stock.
Electrical goods again, isn't it?
Well, they took 300 CD cases, didn't they? There were no CDs in them.
Bad luck, Well, but yeah, where Irene, that post office then, that's right, where Irene.
Where Miss French is?
Yeah, right out there. And that, you know that carpet shop I told you about, when I said I seen that? But that's dead opposite there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did and they catch any flea for it?
No. That policeman was lucky, wasn't he?
Yeah.
They got the bloody rats of London, man.
Still,
you're all now, they're breaking. Well, they're coming,
nobody got their money, have they?
No.
I don't mind drinking from what they've
got it.
Oh, that's it.
And I mean, if I can buy a bloody parking, I'll buy you. I'm going to go up there,
up there, left, right and centre of the shop floor in front of bloody everyone. They're getting stuff out.
They are.
But I can't see why they're not, because, all right, I mean...
I can't see how they do it.
No, they do. Yeah, but I mean, have they got, they've got cameras in there, have they? Have they? Well, they've got cameras in there, see.
No, you won't see them, but they're there.
Because it's so easy done, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, crikey, there's one up there. She got away with bloody 3 or 4 CDs last week.
Cool.
Portable ones.
I'm scared. Somebody's going to put a guy on the bloody shoulder.
Catching her. She's very quick.
Of course, they must be used to it doing it, they must be.
Yeah, they all got to keep an eye out for her and try and catch her at it, but she's too bloody clever.
They all know who it is then, do they?
Yeah.
Whichever stupid person will ever.
Well, these that do it, they must be bloody experienced at it. They couldn't do it so quick if they weren't doing it.
Oh,
I mean, if you and I
was
doing it, you'd think about it a lot. You'd stand there a lot.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but you might not think about it, it's just gone.
Oh, yeah.
Got to
be quick. I couldn't do it. No way.
I'd be like a beach
and me.
And they'd know straight
away.
And
even on the George, they're losing thousands.
Oh, they thought that George was pinched when I'm in that after.
But I can't see how they can, because
they
get socks and it's so easy, isn't it? Unless they search their bags going out. I mean, I don't know.
You see, they've got to be seen taking it.
Yeah.
Get them
outside the door,
stop
yeah,
them
that's
and
right.
Have the stuff on
of course, they've gone, innit?
And
yeah.
It's
I'd
not
be
as
scared.
Easy as it sounds.
God, mm-hmm. I went in the market and I thought, well, I'd better take a bit more wrapping paper. And I had it. I said, I want 10.
And of course, I get on to her and went, and I didn't know because they were tied together, you know. We should have got 12. What I didn't know, I had 12 on there. Well, I never. I said, well, I'll buy the two, leave them there. I said, but it's done so simple.
That's it.
Simple, that
is.
It's like our Pam and our Tesco, didn't she? She came in on Monday, last Wednesday, and she got the trolley light. And when she pulled the trolley, a woman's handbag was on the trolley and on the, you know, what was it? So she took the handbag back into Tesco and said, I found this handbag. They said, well, give me your name and address and all that.
Yeah,
so any rate, what happened there? What was it? Phone? Somebody phoned. Oh, they come back to Asda to see if they found her bag. And they give her our Pam's phone number and rung up and thanked her. She said, there's a lot of stuff there, money and all in there. And thanked her for what she'd done. And our Pam said, fair enough, I would, you know.
Hello, sir.
And anyway, yesterday morning, she said, I'm in luck today. I said, what's the matter then? So I had a letter this morning. I said, yeah. She said that lady sent her £10 note.
Oh, no.
Well, not nice.
Nice. That's
said,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah. But I sent her handbag with all her, well, private things got in there.
That's
and
what I say. I mean, I can't be focused on stuff
but anyway, I said to our son, well, you have been brought up to do things like that. I said, if not only that, if I kick the phone on the floor, I pick it up and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
different.
But not for that. But anyway, she's super tender. So when I were airport, yeah, she says, what did they get up the firm there?
Yeah.
So that's how much time I'm trying to do.
So
simple.
Yeah. I mean, you get these trolleys now, people stick them back. You get to take the pounds out of these trolleys.
Yeah.
Oh, the man takes them all back now over the Leo's.
Do we?
Yeah, he gets about £50 a day.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Because he's going to give it to the manager.
They don't charge for the trolleys up there now, do they?
Not up there, no. I mean, Leo's like painting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Gateway's out there. They're doing
and I bet I'm on a do bar to take, go get the pants.
No. Take their pants back. They forget, see?
The nice man does it. Good luck to him.
Wow, yeah.
They forget, see? Yeah.
Cherry stopped and she said, where'd he go? And she said, George, this old man, he's always going to give this to the manager, look, he said, because I've been brought all these trolleys back. She's playing your pocket. They're stupid.
Yeah.
That's a perk, one of the perks of your job. You're out there in the pocket.
Yeah,
it's in the man.
They're supposed to, if they don't want it, you're not going to be able to, I suppose.
It's still getting used to it, isn't it?
Where do they take the pound? In the till desk?
No, they're all clipped together.
Yeah.
And to get them unclipped, you've got to push a pound coin in one way and a clip comes out the back.
The other. Yeah,
so when you take your trolley back and clip it back up, the pound comes out the front again.
Oh, yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Well, surely they...
People are still getting used to it, see, aren't they? Oh, I've dumped the trolley there. They forget that they've got a pound in there.
That's breathing, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Good luck to
you. Okay, you're going to know all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take it, if you took that into the manager, what do you mean the manager's going to do?
Put it in his pocket.
Of course
he would.
That's it.
Of course he would.
Well, that's it. You could have put it in the till.
I can't.
Not need that. Let the poor old chap have it, that's all.
That's what she said to him. And she said, I am not very nice. I was over boots, minding my own business, she said. And this man came up to her and he said, have you got any? No condoms. He said, you've got any condoms with you all day tonight? And she said, well, she said, I'm never felt so embarrassed. She said, I didn't know where to put myself. She said, and the girl that was with her, the other demonstrator, had them all on her So she gave him a note and put him in his pocket. She said,
Free night tonight.
She said, I didn't know what to do.
Well, which until I use the blue or the pink?
She's a miserable manager of her room. She hates and she can't stand it. That's in her bath.
Oh, bath.
She's in his most horrible. And he's always gorging. He's always eating something like, you know. She's in there, so we can't get up. But he's sweet.
We can't.
Well, that girl had a sack of finch and I think it was, what was it? Plum, what is it?
She had a bite out of a plum.
Something like that.
Not a pear.
I've been
stopped loads of times now by bag search.
Yeah.
Loads.
You must look suspicious, like our genie used to.
Yeah, they always stop by.
Yeah, but yeah, but I mean, I've been.
Search my bag.
Yeah, but I mean, they've done that in our practice, the rules are here, didn't they? They stopped by one Saturday morning, we had three on Britain's door, three security men, well, they're not group, they're mine. And on a Saturday, with Jenny going, if there's any overtime, we went in that Saturday, and I'd come out, I'd be carried out that victory. I told you, didn't I? Or followed, and they were there, and he'd come and tap me on the shoulder. I did one prank, because I knew I never, like, I don't know, I was sort of thing there. And I thought, like, he said, would you mind opening your car? And I had a sanitary towel in And I said, I was hesitating. He said, sorry. I said, I put a bit in fire. She said, for what reason? And all order with good men. She was out by the door, and she knowed me. She said, well, she said, I don't interest you what's going there, but I did have to open it.
Yeah, you do.
Don't
then all they do is just
cut
the things back. Yeah,
yeah. No, I was like when it was on, yeah. And it was heavy. Well, me and Maureen went down to Bristol Met Club, and they had a bloody bomb scare, and we had to tip on my mat. And there were all these great lovely, great pants, two maternity pants, because I needed them, you know, yeah. I had to put it. And I had to, oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
I'm nailed
all the way. What have you got in here, he said?
I don't know some of these security men's worse than the bloody people that goes in and out there, you know. Some of them.
They know the layout,
of course they do.
It's easy enough to get stuff out of there.
It is.
I could do it.
If I had the
guts.
Yeah, you have the
guts. I had the guts.
Yeah.
I could do it.
I don't.
No way. I couldn't. But I know how I could get stuff out of there if I really want to. But no way I could do it.
Caroline went out there at Christmas, look at what she had. And she went back and back again till she got caught.
Oh, she had to get caught.
Hundreds of pounds.
You see, people don't think they got cameras out there because they can't see them.
Yeah, they're
I didn't know they
are there. They've even got them in the warehouse.
Yeah, I suppose they like to see what's going on all the time.
Well, my sister over Ashton, I thought, I'll bet this, there was two women. For years, they went on and on and on. And everything they took, it was out from 8 o'clock in the morning, was either Marks and Spencer's or British Home
Good
Store.
Stuff, yeah.
And our nans had loads and loads of stuff because it was all red hot, so she couldn't phone me up and say, Ed, do you want to ring me?
No, that's it.
It was red hot. Yeah, yeah.
Once you've got
these
stuff,
beautiful bedding to our nans, about beautiful bedding from there, beautiful clothes, and they've gone on for years like that. They'd have taxi in, taxi out. Anyway, they got caught.
They
were
too. He ran the corner sign, aren't he? Denny Martin goes up there every year, the Nick's what he wants for Christmas for the kids.
And they wear different wigs every day.
Yeah.
Different wigs.
For a couple of years on the run, they've lost their double check, haven't they, Christmas?
Oh, yeah, you always lose their double check very conveniently at Christmas. Yeah. And they got to go down and get another one.
Yeah.
That comes out same stroke every bloody Christmas.
Yeah,
I think
every
it's away
year
with
they
it.
Get away with it. Yeah.
Come around here and boast it, didn't they, that Christmas?
I'll have a bargain. I'll buy a bargain. I couldn't.
There's no way. I just couldn't.
No, I couldn't. And I get all my money all the time.
I had a couple of musical teddy bears put back up. I don't know if you've seen them, they're about this thing. You squeeze in little paw and it takes a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to Chris, I'll have two of them, one brown, one white, one each for the baby. And she said, all right. I said, well, what do I do with them? She said, well, I'll put them down in the bay at the back. I said, all right. So I went out there and went in the back. So I went back on the shop floor, which is where I was coming out. And I went, darling, girl, she said, yeah, I said, you come with me. What's the matter? I said, I want to get my tennis out of the back. She said, well, go now, we'll put my electrical desk and you'll pay for them. I said, no, I didn't do that. I said, I want you to come. I made her come out with me. I'd seen that I had picked up those tennis in the bags and I went back in and put them by the electrical desk while I went popped out. Because that's how you've got to do it. And then come back around and pick them up and put them in the bag.
I mean, when you think
of
it, though.
What a fuss. I said, yeah, but at least
Well, don't worry about it, Beth.
Wonderful.
I just got to take you next to the centre cell.
Well, Jill said I'll be now.
Christmas.
Well, they reckon that the British standard people are going to